Market, advertise, and sponsor your business with Vietnam veteran Cliff Kelly and America's Heroes Group, where information and resources are intentionally disseminated via radio, print, and social media. Call our office for more details at 312-803-2618.
Welcome back. Welcome back to America Heroes Group Roundtable with partner Chicago Regional Office, Veteran Benefits Administration. December is AIDS Awareness and National Human Rights Month. Today is Saturday, December 12th, 2020, and our host is Cliff Kelly. I am his co-host, Colonel Dr. Damon Arnold, and our executive producer is Glenda Smith. Our digital media producer is Manny Carazzari, and our assistant digital media producer is Al Greer. Today we have John Pennington, who is a U.S. Army veteran and assistant Veteran Service Center manager, as well as Alden Only, a service center coach. John was appointed as the assistant Veteran Service Center manager on August 2019 for the Chicago VA Regional Office. He joined the Veterans Benefits Administration at the Indianapolis Regional Office in February of 2010. He's held numerous positions, and prior to employment with the Department of Veterans Affairs, he served as an officer in the United States Army. He retired in February of 2010. He also has multiple degrees. He has from the University of Indianapolis, he received a Bachelor's of Science in Criminal Justice, and he received a Master of Science degree in Criminal Justice from the University of Cincinnati, Master of Arts in Christian Leadership from the Liberty University, and soon will complete his Master's of Science degree in Athletic Coaching from Ball State University. It's really kind of interesting, you know, so many people say, you know, someone is a jack of all trades and a master of none, but it seems like he's a master of multiple disciplines. And we also have Alden Only is a coach, a supervisory veterans representative at the Department of Veterans Affairs, Chicago Regional Office. He's graduated from the U of I in the spring of 2008. And he now is working as an assistant coach and change management agent as of June of 2015. But he has actually worked his way up in this area, so he is actually doing a lot with people. He said, the aspects of my job that I enjoy the most are leading people and leading change. Welcome, gentlemen. We're going to be discussing virtual hearings. So I'll let you lead it off, John.
Hey, good evening. We're just happy to be here. Like he said, my name is John Pennington. I'm the Assistant Veteran Service Center Manager. And what we want to give a brief overview of the virtual hearings we're doing. I'll do like the overcap, and I'll let I want to steal Alden Only's thunder, and he'll get into the weeds of it.
Yes,
but he's a smart guy on it. So basically, you know, veterans request hearings, but obviously the office is closed, and we can't do a whole lot of in-person hearings right now. So, you know, overall, we took a look at our current systems, and we took a step back and seen how can we help eliminate the backlog even in this system. So what we kind of did was create our kind of internal SharePoint sites on how can we best service those veterans that have been waiting the longest. So basically, when they come in and request a hearing, what Alden does is he pulls daily reports of those claims, and he will have a hearing coordinator now. They will input that information into our SharePoint site, and when they complete it and submit it, it automatically goes to a supervisor, which Alden Only manages pretty well. Once he does that, he coordinates with the supervisors in other lanes, and they pick an employee to that will actually hold those hearings. And they'll input that in a system, and that will automatically email that said employee to hold a hearing, and they'll start preparing for it. With all that being said, initially, the hearing coordinator, what they would do is coordinate with the vet, call the vet to see, hey, do you want to have a virtual hearing? If so, what date would be good for you? And we set all that up. And it's been going pretty well, but Alden, if you want to go ahead and get in the weeds of that, I'll let you do that.
Sure. Good evening. As John mentioned, my name is Alden Only. I'm a coach at the Chicago Regional Office, and thank you all for the introduction. So the hearing, the virtual hearing process, as John touched on, has been very successful. We've done a great job, as he mentioned, at reducing the backlog. One of the things that has helped us a great deal in getting some of these hearings scheduled and getting them completed and thus allowing us to go ahead and continue forward with the claims processing is we have three hearing coordinators who are working in concert with, like John mentioned, the coaches and the other some of the other employees, veteran service representatives, and rating veteran service representatives on the floor in order to, one, get the hearing scheduled. But even before we do that, we have them screening cases to identify which cases actually are still in need of hearings versus which cases we can take other action on, meaning there's some cases when we have our service representatives review them and screen them, they can identify on the front end that, you know, this case may no longer need a hearing based on evidence that may have already be of record. We can take action at that point, particular point in time, if we're going to be able to grant the benefits sought for the veteran or claimant, we can go ahead and take action at that point in time without necessarily doing a hearing, which, you know, would further hold up the case, as long as we're, you know, reaching out to the veteran and getting confirmation from them that they would be willing to withdraw their hearing in light of the fact that we can go ahead and make a advantageous decision for them at that point in time. So so that's a big part of this, a big piece of this puzzle, is screening the cases and identifying those which may need further development, i.e. maybe an examination is still needed for the veteran. So it may need further development before the hearing is actually scheduled, because that's one of the things where, you know, we have to follow certain processes and steps in order to make the overall process as efficient as possible. So we identify those cases where an examination may be needed, and then from there get that documentation in, and then we can go ahead and get those hearings scheduled to sort of streamline the process.
Okay. And so how does the service member, you know, get that records, you know, to you? Or how, is there, like, you know, if they have personal records at home or those kinds of things, you know, prior to the hearing, I guess there has to be some kind of correspondence?
Yeah, so that's a great question. And that's one of the other things that our hearing coordinators identify throughout their correspondence with the veterans and their service officers, their representatives, is when we are scheduling the hearings with them, we, in the emails we send out to them, we ask them, like, if there's any additional evidence that you have, please let us know. And so during the time that we're scheduling these hearings, we're also confirming valid email addresses for the veterans. And so what they're able to do, either through e-benefits or one of our other direct portals or through their service officer directly, they can get that evidence uploaded before the hearing, so that way whoever the hearing official is has some time to review, you know, whatever evidence or documentation they have submitted, and then they can, you know, essentially they can be on the same page once it comes to the hearing date, and then any additional things that the veteran or claimant wants to discuss or anything that they want to elaborate on based on the evidence, they can do so at that point in time.
Oh, that's fantastic. You know, so with this process, how do they, first of all, get in touch with you, or how do they find out more about the process? You know, is there like a website or, you know, a phone number that they can call?
So there is, John, feel free to chime in here if you want, but there is, like on the VA.gov, there is some information regarding some of the changes that have come about, you know, since the pandemic, since COVID started, in terms of, you know, how to get examinations done. And hearings is another one of those things where they provided a little additional information. As far as getting in contact with us directly, we do have something set up where our public contact team can be reached. And then from there, if it's any issues regarding hearings, they would relay that to myself or one of the hearing coordinators involved. We also have a hearing coordinator mailbox from which the service officers can contact us directly. So if a veteran wanted to, let's say, get an update on the status of their hearing, they could reach out to their service officer, and then the service officers have the email, our corporate email address that they can forward that inquiry to us, and then we can answer those inquiries directly.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, because it sounds go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, if you don't mind if I jump in. Also, like Auden said, we do have numbers where you could reach us directly. Mm-hmm. What we want to do is create an environment where our Illinois veterans and surrounding veterans can still talk to us directly, us as in the Chicago regional office, in lieu of calling the 1-800 number. So what we did, we put up, if you don't have a pen and paper, if those are listening out there, if you just Google Chicago VA regional office, once you pull that up on the left-hand side, under operating status, it will give you a number where you could call us directly and an email address where you can email us, and we will respond within that day or the next, but we primarily try to call that same day, as if the veteran came into the office, how we would have that interaction and public contact, and that's it, what we want to set up virtually. So those of you with pen and paper, to reach us directly, our phone number is 312-980-4470. That number, you will be, someone should be able to pick that up and answer your calls and relay it to a public contact rep who will be able to answer your questions. If for some reason he's on another line, you could just leave a voicemail and we will log it and call you right back. Or you could email us at vetinquiries.vbachi@va.gov. Again, that's vetinquiries, vetinquiries.vbachi@va.gov. And that number one more time is 312-980-4470. And because we understand sometimes that 1-800 number, it takes a while to get through to someone, and by the time it relates to us, it may be some time lapse and when we call you back. So what we want to do here in Chicago was, like I said, make sure that we provide world-class customer service to you so we could call you back in a timely fashion and still speak with us here locally at the Chicago Regional Office.
Wow, that sounds like you have it very well organized. I am impressed. And what are some of the success stories? Do you have any success stories where you helped veterans to get, through the whole process? Because right now we have the COVID-19 that seems to be predominating everything we do, right? Everything we talk about and we face. And there are veterans, who are out there. Because when you're helping the veteran, you're not just helping the veteran, you're helping potentially an entire family, right? And so right now we have people who are losing their jobs, people who just don't know where to turn, they're feeling kind of isolated and withdrawn. So this actually is a mechanism that actually helps them, because the virtual world and the virtual hearings actually help them to progress and to proceed with their claims. They would, have no other recourse. So, I think this is a really admirable service. So, what have you seen out there, and have you spoken to veterans who, actually were helped by this process?
Yeah. Auden, did you want to jump in here on any of the proposed reduced stories on the hearings, or?
Sure. So, there was one particular hearing that I got an opportunity to sit in on, and one of the things that the veteran mentioned, and this was what I took from speaking with the hearing official for this particular hearing, was it was nice, the veteran mentioned that it was nice to basically just kind of have someone there to hear their story and hear them out, and it was nice to also have the visual of seeing someone actively working their claim. This was a virtual hearing where the audio and video session was established, and so it gave the veteran an opportunity to place a face with the name of the person, one of the people that was directly working their claim. And so just for the veteran to be able to hear the empathy in this hearing official's voice and the their direct influence on the claim and just how engaged they were in trying to help the veteran. The veteran, you know, thanked them at the end of the hearing and was very much appreciative of their services, and had mentioned that, you know, with the pandemic and just so many of us feeling in a state of isolation, mm-hmm. that it was nice for him to have an opportunity to kind of see someone, albeit through, you know, through a computer, still nice to see them have a visual of the person helping them and to be able to kind of discuss things with them throughout the hearing, and then also sort of off the record have an opportunity to ask them some questions related to other, you know, benefit issues and things of that nature. So that was one thing that I found was extremely positive to hear, that a veteran, you know, that was something they were able to take from the hearing process. And we've heard other similar stories like that, so we feel good that we've had the opportunity and we have the technology to go ahead and conduct these virtual hearings and reach out to the veterans. And even in a climate where we can't see them directly, we can still, you know, kind of have that human connection with them via the virtual setting. So
that's fantastic, because, you know, during these trying times with COVID, you know, we have, you know, I always say that social distancing does not equal, you know, social disconnection or social isolation. And we don't have to be in that state. So you guys have actually broken through that barrier and have, you know, reinforced that sentiment that, you know, veterans, you're not alone out there, and that there are people who do still care about you and want to help you. So I'm
definitely
really, yeah. Yeah. So you know, what about the, you know, we have many veterans who are also homeless, and we've been, you know, working with that, with food banks and doing a lot of things to try to help veterans. So what about those people who are, you know, in those situations? Is there anything that they can, you know, avail themselves to, you know, in these trying times? You know, there are some, you know, centers that people go to where they do have, you know, tele capabilities, you know, that they can actually help, you know, set veterans up. But is anything that, you know, that is particular to that particular subpopulation of veterans?
Yeah, well, what we have here at the Chicago Regional Office, we have an excellent homeless outreach coordinator. His name's Kevin Howe. Mm-hmm. I believe he's been on the show a couple of times, but he's a tremendous asset to us, where he actually reaches out when he goes to the shelters, mm-hmm. seeing if he could assist anyone filing claims, if he could connect them to any resources to help them financially or find housing and food, shelter, whatever it is that they need. But yeah, we send Kevin out a lot to some of these shelters to assist. And I mean, he's done a tremendous job with that.
Oh, fantastic. You know, and sometimes, you know, veterans also, you know, have, you know, borne the scars of battle, right? So we have mm-hmm. wounded veterans and their families are, you know, trying to help and assist them. Some have, you know, traumatic brain injuries or, you know, severe PTSD, right. Those kinds of things. So how can family members get involved in this? Is there a way for them to, you know, to reach out to you? You know, if you have a spouse of a veteran, you know, whether it be male or female, you know, is there some way they can actually reach out or, you know, try to get some assistance with, you know, filing a claim for their loved one?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have public contact reps, like I said here, mm-hmm. who offer tremendous service to veterans who want to help, and they want to talk to people. Even when this whole close down took effect in March, our public contact reps were kind of disappointed because they don't have that interaction with veterans a whole lot anymore. And that's why we created this whole phone system where actually they could reach out to us at the 312-980-4470 number, or email us, and we'll be happy to assist them in helping their spouse, their sons, daughters, brothers, sisters, and help filing a claim. And we will actually be able to help walk them through the whole process on how to file a claim and discuss the timelines and what they could expect next.
Okay.
So, yeah, they would actually reach out to a real-life person here at the Chicago Regional Office.
Oh, fantastic. So it's really pretty a versatile program. You know, you have the ability to really reach people. Love that. What are some of the things that you should you would recommend for veterans to do as far as their paperwork, making sure, you know, because we still have some people who are veterans who are, you know, leaving the service or still in the service. And then you also have people who are veterans, of course, who are out, had prior service. What about their paperwork? What would you recommend for them to do to make sure that they have what you need in order to accurately, file a claim and to present themselves for the claims process?
Right. Great question. There's a couple of things they can do. Mm-hmm. First, obviously, they could always reach out to us directly. Like I said, we can walk them through the system to talk about what items you need up front and what items or documents we could retrieve on your behalf. But a tremendous help would be our VSOs, our Veteran Service Organizations, like DAV, VFW, and so on. And they offer tremendous service where they can actually assist you in filing claims and discuss, again, same thing as what we would do, talk about the timelines, but they'll be able to offer, it's all free too, so make sure you reach out to the free service ones, that they won't charge the veterans a dime. They're there primarily to assist the veterans with the claims process. So that's a tremendous support for the veterans as well.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. So they are, yeah. So, you know, the thing you were saying is that we really want you to get online and look at Vet Inquiries, VETINQUIR. IES dot VBACHI at VA.gov. And the phone number is 312-980-4470. But correct. I want to really thank you. You are some really outstanding partners for America's Heroes Group and the Chicago Regional Office, Veteran Benefits Administration. You are doing a stellar job. We are so, so happy to have you in association with us, and thank you for your service to our veterans and their families and our community as a whole. And I just have John Pennington and Alden Only, and John is a master of all trades. It looks like he's getting his third master's degree, so I'm going to have to call you on three different phone lines, I think, just to get some information from you.
Yeah. Never stop serving.
Yeah.
Salute.
And we have our executive producer, Glenda Smith, with a special announcement. She is going to be talking about some of the things that we are doing to help our veterans.
Absolutely. Hi, guys. And thank you all so much for partnering with America's Heroes Group. Mm-hmm. It's been 3 years going strong, and we couldn't have not found a better partner. So thank you guys so much for all you do at Veterans Benefits Administration. We are.
No problem. It's our pleasure.
Oh, well, thank you. It is our pleasure to announce we need eight callers to call 773-591-1690 AM for a holiday food box giveaway courtesy of Chris and Sheila Kennedy from Top Box Foods, along with Congressman Danny Davis. Yes. Thank you all so much for supporting the veterans and the communities. Please call 773-591-1690 to get your Top Box Food. We need eight callers to call in right now, courtesy of Top Box Foods, Chris and Sheila Kennedy, and Congressman Danny Davis. So please call in 773-591-1690. 1690 to get your Top Box Food holiday box. It's full of great, delicious, healthy foods. So call right now, please.
And thank you again, John and Alden. And we are going to go to a commercial break, and we will have you right back.